सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्लोक 257 पेज नंबर 318 टुगेदर भ्रांतिकल्पित जगत्कलाश्रयम् स्वाश्रयम् च सदसद्विलक्षणम् निष्कलम् निरुपमानवद्धियत् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि. ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि आत्मनि भावय. Meditate in your mind, entertain this thought that you are Brahman alone. So the emphasis is on entertaining the right thought that I am Brahman, not to remain with a blank mind. And different pointers, as I mentioned yesterday, different pointers about Brahman are indicated so that my mind remains in this new wisdom that I have attained through Vedanta Shravanam, and I eliminate the erroneous notion. Continuing further, janma vruddhi parinatya pakshaya vyadhinashana vihinam avyayam विश्वसृष्ट्यवविघात कारणम् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि जन्मवृद्धिपरिणत्यपक्षय व्याधिनाशनविहीनमव्ययम् विश्वसृष्ट्यवविघातकारणम् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि. आत्मनि भावय. आत्मा हियर मीन्स अंतकरण. आत्मा हियर इज नॉट Satchidananda Atma. In these shlokas, you make note if you are not very clear, because Atmani Bhavaya, it cannot be in Atma. It can be only in Antakkarana, intellect, where the knowledge is taking place. And which Brahma I am, so that is said in the first three lines. जन्म वृद्धि परिणति अपक्षय व्याधि नाश न विहीनम. सिक्स विकारस आर गिवन हियर, डिफरेंट देन द स्टैंडर्ड सिक्स विकारस. जन्म मीन्स बर्थ, वृद्धि ग्रोथ, परिणति मॉडिफिकेशन, अपक्षय डीके, व्याधि डिजीज, एंड नाशन डेथ. destruction. Free from all these, vihinam. So none of these modifications are in me. So this is to strongly negate the idea that I am the body. Because these six modifications can be seen in the physical body. Janma, Vriddhi, Parinati. So this shloka is to negate Deha Bhava. Dehosmi, this Vritti is, according to our Shastra, it is said, this is the thinking of an animal. Dehoham ityeva jadasya buddhihi. Jada means like an animal, pashu. Evolved person understands I am jiva. And further evolved person understands I am Brahma. So it is in stages. Deha bhava, jiva bhava, Brahma bhava. Vyadhinasha vihinam. Why I am free from all these modifications? Because avyayam, I am not subject to any change. Changeless, imperishable I am. Vishwa, this is, so first two lines are negating modifications at the level of individual body. Third line, third quarter says, Vishwa srishti ava vighata karanam. And I am that Brahman which is karanam, which is the cause of Vishwa srishti. Srishti, creation. Ava, protection. Vighata, destruction. I am the cause of creation of this universe, sustenance of this universe, and dissolution of this universe. So which karanam will be this karanam? Upadana karanam, material cause. Because whenever it is said that a thing is the cause of origin, sustenance and dissolution, it is always going to be material cause, upadana karanam. Like clay is the utpatti sthiti laya karanam of clay pot. And therefore, clay has to be material cause. Whereas the efficient cause, the intelligent cause is pot maker. Is it different? So pot maker is different from pot. Clay is same as pot. So wherever the pot goes, the clay will go. Material cause will always stay with the effect. This also, if you want, you make note. These things are beautiful for reflection. Material cause of a thing always is non-separable from effect. And therefore, when I understand that God is the cause of this creation, material cause, then I know God cannot be separated from this creation. Therefore, wherever there is effect, there will be cause. Wherever there is world, there will be God. Vishva srishtyava vighat karanam ബ്രഹ്മതത്വമസി ഭാവയാത്മനി നോ യുവർ സെൽഫ് ടു ബി ദാറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മ. സോ ജഗത് കാരണത്വ ആൻഡ് അവ്യയ. സോ ഐ ക്യാൻ മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ് ഓൺ ദീസ് ടു പോയിൻറ്റ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ ആം ഇംപെരിഷബിൾ റിയാലിറ്റി ആൻഡ് ഐ ആം ദി കോസ് ഓഫ് ക്രിയേഷൻ. നൗ ആക്ച്വലി ഇഫ് യു തിങ്ക് എ തിങ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് കോസ് ഓഫ് എനിതിങ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ടു അണ്ടർഗോ ചേഞ്ച് ഇൻ ഓർഡർ ടു പ്രൊഡ്യൂസ് ഇഫക്റ്റ്. And therefore, after one more shloka, in the next shloka, we will say, actually it is not karanam also. We will come to that. So, entire third chapter of Mandukya is on this only. Continuing, shloka number 259. Asta. ഭേദമന പാസ്തലക്ഷണം നിസ്തരംഗജലരാശി നിശ്ചലം നിത്യമുക്തമവിഭക്തമൂർത്തിയത്. ബ്രഹ്മതത്വമസി ഭാവയാത്മനി അസ്തഭേദമനപാസ്തലക്ഷണം നിസ്തരംഗജലരാശി നിശ്ചലം നിത്യമുക്തമവിഭക്തമൂർത്തിയത് ബ്രഹ്മതത്വമസി ഭാവയാത്മനി. ബ്രഹ്മതത്വമസി ആത്മനിഭാവയ. മേ യു മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ് ഓൺ ദിസ് ഫാക്ട് ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ ബ്രഹ്മൻ. വിച്ച് ബ്രഹ്മ? യദ് ബ്രഹ്മ ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് ഫസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ. അസ്തഭേദം ദാറ്റ് ഇൻ വിച്ച് ഓൾ ഡിവിഷൻസ് ഹാവ് എൻഡഡ്. സോ ദി ഭേദസ് ആർ three types: sajatiya bheda, vijatiya bheda, swagata bheda. Sajatiya bheda means differences within the same species. So like human, this is one. So differences among human beings is sajatiya. Vijatiya is human being, chair, tree, dog, cat, bird, this we are all vijatiya. And swagata means within the same thing divisions. So like within a body, eyes are different from ears, ears are different from nose, nose is different from hands, hands are different from legs, like that. Each part is different, is different from back. This is called swagata bheda. Within one, different bhedas are there. So this is for example. Application part is what? Sajatiya means my atma is different from your atma. His atma, her atma, everyone's atma, dog's atma, cat's atma, cow's atma, elephant's atma, they all are different. If we say, then that is called sajatiya bheda, because all are atma, chaitanya swarupa, but all are different. So it is said there is no such division in atma. This is eliminating sajatiya bheda. Vijatiya bheda is I am atma as jiva. This world is jagat. Jiva is different from jagat. This is called vijatiya bheda. That is also removed. Brahma Chaitanya alone is appearing as Jiva, as Jagat, and as Ishvara. So Vijatiya Bheda is also removed. Or Jiva Ishvara and Jiva Jiva is Sajatiya. Jiva Jagat, Ishvara Jagat is Vijatiya. Jiva Jagat, Ishvara Jagat. And Swagata Bheda means within Brahman there is the idea of Jiva Jagat Ishvara, that itself is out. So there is no Swagata Bheda also. This is called Asta Bhedam. That one word means all this. Asta Bhedam Anapasta Lakshanam. Anapasta Lakshanam. Lakshan means indicator. So what is the indicator of Brahman? It is said that indicator which never ceases to be. Anapasta. Anapasta means it always has the same indicator. Changeless is its nature. And therefore all indicator for itself will be changeless. Anapasta Lakshana. So the real Lakshana, Swarupa Lakshana of Brahma is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is Brahma. So it will never be anything other than Satyam, other than Jnanam, other than Anantam. So it will be existence, consciousness, infinitude. This is Anapasta Lakshanam. Nistaranga Jalarashi Nishchalam. It is a Jalarashi like Jalarashi, you have to understand, like mass of water without waves, means still, calm. Nistaranga Jalarashi Nishchalam. So in ocean, waves will always be there. Why? Because there is something else to create those waves. There is room for creating the waves. Right? Movement is possible only when there is some room, some space. Jalarashi Nishchalam. Nitya Muktam, ever free. The truth is ever free. Nitya Muktam. So when I understand this is my Lakshana, I should understand I am ever free. Either I am ever free or I am never free. I should know this. There is no way a bound ahankara can become mukta. There is no such process to convert finite into infinite. There is no such thing. So nitya muktam. Avibhakta murti. And indivisible, undivided, avibhakta murti means that form which is divisionless. That means it is formless. Because that which has form is subject to division. If this form is there, you can divide it, cut it. If there is a form, if anything that has boundary, you can cut it. So, only that which is infinite is avibhakta murti. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Ekameva sadaneka karanam. Karanantara nirasa karanam. ಕಾರ್ಯಕಾರಣ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಣ ಸ್ವಯಂ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮತತ್ವಮಸಿ ಭಾವಯಾತ್ಮನಿ ಏಕಮೇವ ಸದನೇಕ ಕಾರಣಂ ಕಾರಣಾಂತರ ನಿರಾಸ ಕಾರಣಂ ಕಾರ್ಯಕಾರಣ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮತತ್ವಮಸಿ ಭಾವಯಾತ್ಮನಿ. What is the nature of that truth that I have to meditate as myself? Ekam eva sat. All these are pointers from different Upanishads. I already told you, no Prakaran Grantha is going to be independent of Upanishads. Explanation can be different. But the ideas will come only from Upanishads. So in Vivek Chudamani, generally when students study Vivek Chudamani, they don't know Upanishads. When they come to Upanishads, they forget Vivek Chudamani. So there is no problem. But otherwise, you study Vivek Chudamani, then you study Upanishads, then you remember Upanishads, then you come back to Vivek Chudamani, you will find all connections to Upanishads. Like here, ekam eva sat is sadeva somya idamagra asit ekam eva advitiyam, the chandogya shruti. And that is aneka karanam, that becomes the cause to produce many. Tattejo aikshat, and it meditated, may I become many, then it became fire. Then water, then earth. In Chandogya, it is only three elements. There is no Panchikaranam there. There is Trivritkaranam, it is called. Trivritkaranam. So, one alone appearing as many. Ekameva sad aneka karanam. Then the question will be, oh, so it is one which is the cause of all. So, what is its cause? Right? Generally, even when you tell children, God created this world, so immediately they'll ask, who created God? And the parents, they think, oh, my child is so bright. He's asking all intelligent questions. Swamiji, here, answer this question. Who created God? If God is created, he is not God. So, the second quarter says, Karanantara Nirasa. It does Nirasa, negation of Karanantara, any other Karana. There is no possibility of any other cause. Karanantara Nirasa. Karanam. So it is that cause for which there is no other cause. Then you say, oh, so it is a cause of this world and it itself has no cause. So in this world, you show me an example where a thing is cause for something, but it itself is not an effect of something else. I will repeat that sentence. In this world, you show me an example for something which is cause of other things, but it is not an effect of something else. So you will never find any such example. Drashtanta abhavat. Pratignya apurtihi. Your proposition is invalid because there is no such example available. So then the student says, that means either your statement 1 is incorrect or statement 2 is incorrect. Either it cannot be cause of all or it has to be effect of something else. So we say, very good. We want students like you. Now you listen to our third statement. Actually, it is neither cause nor effect. Karya karana vilakshanam swayam. Thorough logic. In Vedanta, there is no just assume and go. Everything is properly established. So actually it is neither cause of this creation nor an effect of anything else. Karya karana vilakshanam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Now how that is possible and all, you have to study different texts to analyze this. Everything you cannot just study in one text. Nirvikalpakamanalpamaksharam. Yatksharakshara vilakshanam param. Nityamavyaya sukham niranjanam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani nirvikalpakamanalpamaksharam yatksharakshara vilakshanam param nityamavyaya sukham niranjanam brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Brahma tattvamasi bhavaya atmani. Meditate on this whenever you need it. Nirvikalpakam. What is that Brahma? That which is nirvikalpakam. Means nirvikalpam. What a beautiful thing. Brahman itself is nirvikalpa. You don't have to go in nirvikalpa samadhi to know Brahma. It is a very popular craze, you call, or inclination that people have. I have to go in nirvikalpa samadhi. Why? Because when eyes are open, I am seeing world. So we tell them, when eyes are open, you are seeing Brahman with name and form, and you are Brahman without name and form. So in Mandukya, one karika is there when it is said, Brahman is Samadhi, Samadhi Rachalo Bhaya, Suprashanta Sakrat Jyotihi. This Brahma Swarupa is Suprashanta Sakrat Jyotihi. And it itself is samadhi. And here it is said, it is nirvikalpa. So, I am nirvikalpa and I am samadhi. I don't need to go in nirvikalpa samadhi. I am nirvikalpa and I am samadhi. See, if somebody says, I will go in nirvikalpa samadhi, then who will go? The one who goes is different from nirvikalpa samadhi. So I will go, stay there for a few minutes and come out. So then again I am back to what I was. So that is not something permanent. So then I am not interested. I as consciousness, I am ever free. Nirvikalpakam. Analpam. Alpam means little. Analpam, not limited, not little. Infinite I am. Oh, I am so little, but in this creation, we are not talking about this you. We are talking about you, the consciousness. Tvampada vachyartha or lakshyartha? Lakshyartha. That we are talking about. So this should be very clear. Any time cut, 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 when the mind is going here, there. Analpam. Aksharam. Aksharam, imperishable. Yat kshara akshara vilakshanam param. Param, that which is supreme, and vilakshanam, different from kshara and akshara. First quarter you said it is aksharam. Second quarter you are saying it is different from kshara and akshara. So in second quarter, kshara akshara, they are referring to 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kshara sarvani bhutani kutastho kshara uchyate. Uttama purushastu anyaha, that is kshara akshara vilakshanam. And that is param because it is purushottama in 15th chapter. Yat kshara, so it is different from world which is perishing and different from the cause of world in the form of maya which is imperishable. Means it never gets destroyed. Brahma Tattva is different from both. Kshara Akshara Vilakshana. In other words, I am neither gross body and subtle body nor causal body. Gross body and subtle body is the changing one, and causal body is the non-changing, unmanifest. Nityam, eternal I am. Avyaya sukham, that happiness which never decays, never reduces. Avyaya sukham I am. Niranjanam, niranjanam, niranjanam means taintless, spotless, I am. In this way, I should meditate. Nothing of the world can pollute me, including ignorance. Ignorance also cannot touch me. Ignorance is a lower degree of reality than Brahma. Yad vibhati sadanekadha brahmat. Nama rupa guna vikriyatmana. Hemavat swayam avikriyam sada.
Hemavat swayam avikriyam sada.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Yad vibhati sadanekadha brahmat. Nama rupa guna vikriyatmana. Hemavat swayam avikriyam kriyam sada. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. That which is sat, the truth, absolute existence, anekadha brahmat vibhati. Brahmat, due to illusion that one appears as many, that sat, one changeless, appears as so many. Like any one material cause can appear as many effects. Gold can appear as many ornaments. That example is given. Hemavat. Hema means gold. But appears as many without undergoing change. Sada avikriyam. In third quarter, sada avikriyam. But due to illusion due to appearance, so many different names, forms, qualities appear. Nama, rupa, guna, vikriya, atmana, anekadha, vibhati. Or clay appears as so many articles. Steel, stainless steel, everything is stainless steel. Or, you know, the china, what you call, different pot, pan, everything. Like that, one Paramatma appears as the whole world. Something appears as tree, the same thing appears as tree, the objects and all these things. You know. That one reality I am, in this way you meditate. And without undergoing change, I am appearing as many. Like dream, in dream also, I remain the same, but I see so many things, so many people, etc. Last night I saw Guruji in my pravachan. I was giving talk and Guruji was sitting there on chair. But it is a projection. He mavat swayam avikriyam sada. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Continuing. This is the last shloka of this meditation sequence. Yaccha kastyana param parat param. Pratyagekar samatma lakshanam. Satya chit sukham anantam avyayam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Yaccha kastyana param parat param. Pratyagekara samatma lakshanam satyachit sukham anantam avyayam brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Yat brahma, that brahman of this lakshana. What is that? Chakasti. Chakasti means shining. That which is Chaitanya Swarup. Shining, be very careful whenever there is this word used. Brahman is shining. Brahman is light. It is light of the light. Jyotisham api tad jyotihi. So every time when this shining or light word comes and we start imagining must be some flood of light, you know, like lot of big halogen lamps are kept. Brahman is like that. So it is not like that. The word shining, the word jyoti is to indicate knowledge. It has nothing to do with this kind of light. Even the word illumination in English when it is used, that illumination is only to use in the form of knowledge. And this is elaborated in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, Swayam Jyoti Brahmana or Jyoti Brahmana. So Jyoti Shabda or Chakasti, light, Prakash, all these words indicate knowledge. That's all. Yachakasti. Anaparam. Anaparam, this word is also from Brihadaranyaka. In quote, footnote it is given. Actually, they have given Chandogya, Apurvam, Anaparam. It is there also in Brihadaranyaka. There is none before it. Purvam yasyana vidyate apurvam. anaparam, aparam na vidyate. There is nothing before it, there is nothing after it. Apurvam, anaparam, anantaram, abhahyam, like that. Pratyagekarasam. It is pratyak, innermost, and ekarasam, changeless, ever the same. Ekarasam, homogeneous. Pratyagekarasam. Paratparam. Paratparam means higher than the highest. These words are wonderful. What it means, that we should know. Beyond the beyond. Prakriti is para. And Purusha is beyond Prakriti. That is called Paratparam. There is bhajan, right? Paratpara Parameshwara. That one. Parvati Pate Hare Pashupate. I think that is how it goes. Paratpara. So that all those bhajans and whatever that you hear, Vishnu Shastanama, Lalita Shastanama, all pointers will come from Upanishad. Parat param. So Prakriti is para, this is beyond that. Parat param. Pratyagekarasam. Pratyak, innermost. Ekarasam, same, always. Atmalakshanam, which is me, myself. Atmalakshanam means, I am that. Satya, existence. Chit, consciousness. Sukham, anandam. Anantam, infinite. Avyayam, this word has come earlier, imperishable. That Brahma, I am. So these 10 shlokas, 254 to 263, they are telling us, I should meditate on myself in this way. I am this. Every day morning, like how we say, you know, every day morning, I have to take my fruit quota. I have to take my, every day, they say, in the day, you have to have your this much protein, your this much calcium, your this much exercise, and then 10,000 steps you have to do. You have your Fitbit or whatever that you have. And you have to burn so many calories. Like that, every day, meditate. So this is a pointer, these 10 shlokas. Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. Now, Acharya says, what you should do with that, and what will happen if I do this? Uktamarthamimam Atmani Swayam. Bhavayet prathita yukti bhirdhiya. Samshayadirahitam karambuvat. Tena tattva nigamo bhavishyati. Together, uktamarthamimam atmani svayam bhavayet prathita yukti bhirdhiya samshayadirahitam karambuvat tena tattva nigamo bhavishyati. So they have written bhavishyati, bhavishyati. In this book, I don't know, that book is correct or incorrect? Yeah. Bhavishyati only. Uktam artham, whatever that we have said so far, its meaning, atmani swayam bhavayet. You understand that is you. Don't think all this is Brahman. Whatever this we have said, understand that is you. Atmani bhavayet. See, the wonderful thing is when the students study this, you know, in the beginning, they don't get you also these basic things. And gradually, when you study 2-3 times, and say, oh, this is what they are saying. Atmani bhavayat. And for that, if you have any doubt, then what you should do? Prathita yukti bihi dhiya bhavayat. Prathita means what? Logic. Yukti means logic. So whatever logical arguments we have given, use them also. So in Vivek Shudamani, lot of other logical arguments have come earlier. So use Shruti and Yukti both. And meditate. That means after Shravanam and Mananam, you do Nididhyasana. Dhiya bhavayet Yukti vihi. And when the knowledge becomes doubtless, samshayadi rahitam. So the knowledge is free from samshaya, means doubt. Adi means adipadena viparyaya. Viparita bhavana also should go. So I have no doubt and I have no erroneous notions. Then the knowledge will be karambuvat. Karambuvat means in the palm of your hand, like a gooseberry fruit or water. Here, simple example, if water is in your palm, you can see it clearly. Tena tattva nigamo bhavishyati. Then you will attain realization. What will be the nature of realization? That I was ever free. That knowledge will take place in time. Knowledge will take place in time that I am beyond time. Knowledge will take place that I am beyond place. I am beyond space. Knowledge will take place in duality that I am non-dual. This is how we have to understand. Tena tattva nigamo bhavishyati. So, this is what you keep doing through proper shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, knowledge will take place. Now, teacher goes further. Svabodha matram parishuddha tattvam. Vijnaya sanghe nrupavachya sainye. Tadashraya swatmani sarvadasthitaha. Vilapaya brahmani vishvajatam. Svabodha matram parishuddha tattvam. Vijnaya sanghe nrupavachya sainye. Tadashraya swatmani sarvadasthitaha. Vilapaya brahmani vishvajatam. Two words are important here. Vijnaya. Vijnaya means having known this. And the other is vilapaya, dissolve. Know and dissolve. Two verbs. What do I have to know? Svabodha matram parishuddha tattvam. That truth as myself is svabodha. Swaswarupa and bodha swarupa is swabodha matram. And it is parishuddha tattvam. It is ever pure essence. Parishuddha. So I am of the nature of knowledge and ever pure. Where do I recognize myself? Sanghe, in this assembly, in the midst of body, sense organs, prana, mind, intellect, ahankara, in the midst of this, Atma is present, of the nature of Chaitanya. Like Sainye in the army, king is standing. Or when the army procession is going on, or general procession is going on, and in that there is king. So king will have his own umbrella and a different identity, some flag will be there or something. So even if so many things are there, you can see king from far. There, his insignia is there, therefore he is there. Like that, in the midst of anatma, not self, recognize the self. Nrupavaccha sainye. Like that, in this assembly, sanghata, atma is present. You cannot miss it. Just as in that huge procession, you cannot miss king's elephant or chariot or something. Like that, you cannot miss Atma in this Anatma. So know that, having known Vijnaya, Tadashraya Swatmani Sarvadasita, then always stay Tadashraya. So remain as Brahma only. Don't identify with anything else. Tadashraya Swatmani Sarvadasthitah Vilapaya Brahmani Vishwajatam. In Brahman, this entire creation Vilapaya dissolve. Vilapaya Brahmani Vishwajatam. So entire universe you dissolve in that Brahma. And here, so those who know a little bit Sanskrit, they can enjoy, you know, some of these things. Swatmani is seventh case. Brahmani is also seventh case. So they are called Samana Adhikaranya Shabdas. They have Samana Adhikarana. Therefore, they are indicating the same thing. Like if I say Dasharatha Putraha Sita Patihi Lakshmana Bhrata Raja Ramaha, how many people I am indicating? One person only. Why? Because they all are in Saman Adhikarana. So here Atmani, Brahmani, two words are there indicating one only. This is some Sanskrit. Enjoy. I keep it very light. Otherwise, you can enjoy even more, you know. So now this topic is concluded with the next shloka. We'll just see this shloka and conclude today. Buddhau guhayam sadasad vilakshanam. Brahmasti satyam paramadvitiyam. Sadatmana yotra vased guhayam. Punarna tasyanga guha praveshah. Buddhau guhayam sadasad vilakshanam. Brahmasti satyam paramadvitiyam. Tadatmana yotra vased guhayam. Punarna tasyanga guha praveshah. Third quarter, middle word. Yaha. Yo means yaha, he who does this, what he does. Atra, in this assembly here, buddhau, in the intellect, guhayam, in the cave of the intellect. See, the words will be like this only, you know, in the cave of the intellect, buddhau guhayam. So now what do you mean by cave of the intellect? So we imagine there's a cave-like thing. In the intellect also there's some cave, and inside there is some entity called Brahman. And in all Upanishads such words are used. Yo veda nihitam guhayam, parena nakam nihitam guhayam. Everywhere guha, guha word is there, cave, cave. So we imagine. So don't imagine. There is no cave inside the intellect. Sad asad vilakshanam, I will tell you what it is. First let us finish this. Sad asad vilakshanam, that which is free from manifest and unmanifest. Here sad asad means manifest and unmanifest. Satyam param advitiyam brahma asti. There is Brahma, which is Satyam, absolutely real, Param, supreme, Advitiyam, non-dual. There is Brahma. So now what is this Brahma in the cave of the intellect? Means wherever there are thoughts, the moment a thought comes, I know that thought. There is no thought in my mind which is not known to me. That power to reveal the thought, to make the thought known, that is Brahma. So no need of imagining any cave or anything. Now, earlier it is said Brahman is infinite. Infinite means it is everywhere. And now it is said you have to know Brahman in the cave of the intellect. So if it is everywhere, why can't I know anywhere else? If it is everywhere, it should be available anywhere. Why I have to know it in the buddhi? So you think. Right? It is available everywhere, but available as consciousness in intellect, as aham, aham, aham. Paramadvitiyam. The one who identifies with that, tad atmana yaha atra guhayam vaset, the one who understands, I am that. I am not this body, I am not the thoughts, but the one because of whom all thoughts are known. Punarna tasyanga guha praveshah, then that person will not have to take another body. He will not enter into mother's womb. Tasya anga guha praveshah na. So the one who knows that I am Brahma will not have rebirth. But here it is put poetically. The one who knows that which is in the cave will not have to enter in the other cave. It's a different way of putting it. But we have to understand, he will not be reborn. Means he will know, I was never born, even now I don't have birth. I am birthless, deathless, and therefore no next body. Okay. So with this one topic is complete. Then, having understood this, if I still have lingering issues, What should I do tomorrow? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Before I come, 5 minutes before now you chant these Brahma Tattvam Asi Bhavayat.